It's time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, a daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. And here this morning, before we get started, we need to check in here with Kendall Warren, who's in with us here this morning, to let us know what's going on down at W&S Appliance. Good morning, Kendall.
Good morning, Chris. Have three used electric ranges, still have that older 20 cubic foot up chest freezer. Works good, $85 will buy it. Got a room air conditioner, about a 12,000 BTU. One new natural gas direct vent water heater. Several used gas clothes dryers. Three used built-in dishwashers, all in good working condition. Dehumidifiers in stock. These are new 30, 50, and 70-pint models. Also do have a fairly good selection of room air conditioners. Water heaters, gas, and electric. They're made in the United States. We install them, take care of the service after the sale, and of course, haul that old water heater away. Gas and electric ranges, Whirlpool, Amana, LG, Frigidaire, and GE. Got full line of built-in cooking appliances are also available on special order. Chris?
All right, thank you very much, Kendall. And I'm going to talk a little bit here this morning about an event that got started last week here in Atlantic and will continue this week and continue on here throughout the summer and into the fall, and that would be the Produce in the Park event. And you may have seen signs up here around Atlantic promoting that event. It's every Thursday evening at the Atlantic City Park from 4:30 to 6:30, and various vendors are there to sell produce and other local craft items, as well as some fun things and activities for the kids to get involved with, some educational items there as well. And also, you can stop and have a meal as well. Enjoy the food there on site, as kind of making it a night of an event. And there's also some entertainment as well included in that event that you can check out. And just wanted to give you a quick update on how that event is progressing and the kind of vendors that you can expect to see at that event. And, of course, scheduled once again here for tonight. And, of course, weather may have an impact on that, but we'll see how that plays out, and we'll see if the weather becomes okay for that event to take place here once again this evening, as we'll have rainfall amounts expected to be pretty high here today. But their policy is they'll still have the event there anyways, and if the rainfall comes, then, well, it'll just kind of put a damper on things, and it's up to each vendor that whether or not they will be there or not this evening due to the weather conditions. But just giving you a quick rundown of some of those vendors that will be there once again for the event here tonight. They'll be the folks at the Atlantic Chamber providing some public info there, folks at Bridgewater Farm with some organic produce, also Cass Incorporated there selling their produce once again. Also, the Knights of Columbus will be grilling out brats. Our Daily Bread will be there with some baked goods. Rolling Acres Farm will be there once again with natural produce and herbs. Lawrence and Kathy Havens will be there with some produce and handmade rugs. Folks with the Door Decor, Elizabeth Smith, it's home decor items, kind of some repurposed items there you can check out. Nishnabotna Naturals will have baked goods, produce, plants, and quilts. Sue's Country Garden will have bedding, plants, and produce as well. The folks with Draconian Way will be there with custom essential oil products. And Rachel Martin there with natural produce and flowers. Also the folks with Desiree Farm with some handmade soaps. Margene Hill with some produce, crafts, and plants. Alma Tallman with some house plants for sale. Also Sarah Selder is scheduled to be there with the fancy faces, face painting there that will be available for there for a small cost. And also a Hy-Vee there providing some of the food that you can check out. And there will be some activities as well for the kids once again and some live music to enjoy. So that's going on once again here tonight, 4:30 to 6:30 at the Atlantic City Park with that Produce in the Park event. So it gives you a little bit more detail and update on that. And as I mentioned, with the rain policy, it's up to each vendor whether or not they'll be there. So you just have to kind of play things by ear and see how that plays out. Also, as we continue on here and wrap up our Heartbeat Today here this morning, wanted to get a quick check-in with the folks out enjoying themselves down in Branson, Missouri, as part of the KJN Branson trip, and once again there this year, and they're having some fun down there. Jim Field has joined us as well now on the phone this morning to give us a little bit of an update on how things are going on the trip. Good morning to you, Jim.
Hey, Chris, how are you this morning?
Not too bad.
Good. I hear it's raining back home.
Yes, it's raining. Rained pretty
nothing
good.
Serious, I hope.
About an inch and a half here overnight.
Wow, ouch. That's not fun.
No, not so much.
No, the only water hitting the ground here in Branson, Missouri right now is sweat off your brow. It's a hot place.
A little bit toasty, huh?
It's a little toasty, yeah. Temperatures have been in the low 90s since we arrived here in Branson with very little breeze and a lot of sunshine. So, you know, originally when we checked the forecast for this week, we were expecting probably some rain, thunderstorm type activity here, but we've actually been pretty fortunate. They pushed that off to the weekend, and we're going to be heading out of here tomorrow morning to come back home. But yeah, it's been very, very hot here in Branson. So, you know, one of those things you have to deal with when you come a little bit further south.
Yeah.
But, you know, what's been hot outside is also we've had a lot of hot inside, too. We've been able to take in a lot of great shows, those folks that took advantage of our trip, and we have a full boat this year coming to Branson. So we've been very fortunate having a lot of folks sign up and getting our trip very full for us this year. But, you know, we've seen some great shows over the years coming down here. As anybody who's ever been to Branson, Missouri knows, you're really going to get a lot of good opportunities to see some great performers. And we've seen that, of course, this week. We got a chance to see the Mickey Gilley show on Tuesday night. That was our first show here in Branson after we arrived and had our dinner. And the Mickey Gilley show is, well, it speaks for itself. For folks who remember the late 70s, early 80s, back when Gilley's, the bar down in Pasadena, Texas, was so wildly popular locally and then nationally after the Urban Cowboy movie. He really was able to cash in a lot on those times, and he's still a very good performer. You know, a few years ago, he had an accident while moving some furniture, crushing four vertebrae, and was paralyzed from the neck down. But, you know, he kind of chronicled some of that during his show. It's amazing how he's come back. You know, he's still a little unsteady. He would still like to be able to play golf, and he's a great piano player. He'd love to be able to entertain on piano again. He's not quite able to do that yet, but he's able to wander around on stage, and he never lost the singing pipes, so still puts on a great show. We enjoyed that very much. With 17 number one hits on the country charts, he's got a lot to pick from when he has his shows. We had a lot of good fun yesterday, too. We had three different shows. Boy, did we have a busy day yesterday. We had three shows yesterday. Started the morning with a 10 o'clock show, something called The Good Old Boys. And we weren't really sure what exactly all the show was going to be about, but boy, did we have a lot of fun. A lot of folks were making great comments about that show. A couple of guys from the South called, they call themselves Brothers South. Two guys backed by a four-piece band, and they just did all kinds of stuff. They did some things from a lot of the greats from the past, Hank Williams and some of those type of artists, all the way up to Zac Brown Band. Folks really enjoyed the show. It was in a relatively small theater, which I really love. I love those small theaters. Great atmosphere. And we had a nice chance to enjoy a great show there. A lot of live energy in that room. Then yesterday afternoon, we had a chance to go over to the IMAX Theater, the Little Opry Theater, which is another one of those small theaters that I really love. We've seen several shows there over the years. For a Marty Robbins tribute show, which is a lot of fun. A lot of folks got a chance to kind of relive the days when music really seriously told a story, and they really enjoyed that a lot. Leroy New, who actually is a member of the Traditional Country Music Hall of Fame, which is right over there in Oneida, Iowa. He had a chance to be the lead performer there. We had a great show there, too. Very nice gentleman. Put on a very good show with some really good musicians. You know, when you play good music, you don't need a whole orchestra up there. They had a guy playing the bass, Leroy playing guitar. By the way, Leroy's one of the best guitar players I've ever seen. And a fellow playing the keyboards. That's it. No drummer, no brass, no big band backing them up, and they put on a terrific show. And then last night we went to a show that, well, you might have heard of these guys before. It's a Beatles tribute show. You heard of the Beatles, right?
Yeah, once or twice.
Yeah, once or twice. I assume that. Yeah, we had a chance to enjoy what's called the Liverpool Legends Show, which is actually a show that's backed by George Harrison's sister. She selects the artists for it, and she wants it to be as authentic as possible. And they were really, really good. It was a good show. They relived a lot of the 60s the music of the Beatles. They had costume changes, mustache changes. As the Beatles aged, they kind of changed their look and things. But they put on a really super show last night. And I think folks got a chance to kind of relive some of those days. And a lot of film clips from the past as well, from back in the day. So, yeah, good time. We've enjoyed some good stuff. You know, obviously good food. We've had a lot of food, a lot of stuff. I tell you what, you get a chance to come down to Branson, Missouri. If you have never done that before, it's really an easy place to go. You're realistically not more than about a six-hour drive from the Southwest Iowa area to come down. It's a pretty simple place to get to, half a day's drive. Just tons and tons of stuff. The local Chamber of Commerce doesn't need me to push what they do here, but I know we always have a great time. We always get treated very, very well. We pull up with a couple of buses. It gets their attention, and they really enjoy taking care of all of our needs. So we appreciate it very much. We've got another full day of stuff on our plate for today before we head back on Friday morning. So, yeah, we really appreciate the folks signing up and coming. And, if you're listening back home and you didn't get a chance to go on this year's trip, maybe that's something you want to consider for next year. You start looking for that sometime around after the first of the year. We'll start promoting next year's trip to Branson, so you'll have a chance to maybe get on the bus with us and come down and enjoy some really great entertainment.
All right. Sounds like having lots of fun once again. You guys stay warm down there. We'll stay wet up here.
Okay. Well, we'll try to stay warm. That's kind of tough sometimes, but we'll make it work.
All right. Thanks, Jim. Appreciate joining us here this morning, letting us know about that trip to Branson, Missouri, once again here with the KJN trip here this year. So getting a little bit of update from those folks. And that's going to wind down that information for you here this morning. We need to turn things over once again here to Kendall Warren so he can let us know what's going on down at W&S Appliance. Kendall?
Thank you, Chris. Got freezers just and upright from 5 through and including 22 cubic foot, and most of those in stock for quick delivery or pickup. Dishwashers, Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, and LG, built-in and convertible portable. A very good selections of refrigerators and models, colors, and prices. And, of course, as usual, top trade-ins allowances on any clean, used, working refrigerator at W&S Appliance. Washers and dryers, top load and front load. Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, and LG, tub sizes up to 5.2 cubic foot. We also offer Speed Clean washers and dryers, which carry a full 3-year parts, labor, and home warranty service on both the washer and the dryer. They've introduced some new models that have increased that warranty from 3 years to 5 years. So stop and see us at W&S. It's Thursday, the pot's on, and I'll be there till 8 this evening. Chris?
All right. Thank you very much, Kendall. Appreciate you coming in here this morning, and want to thank Jim Field as well for that check-in there for you from Branson, Missouri, as those folks are enjoying the KJN Branson trip here in 2015. Thanks for joining us here this morning on Heartbeat Today. Go out and make it a great day here on this Thursday.